Well, that...
You put the brake in the wrong place.
Come on, you, Val. If I'd be quick, I'm going to start with a cuckoo.
Pep, you're dead on your feet.
Stephen, my feet are dead on me. Say, I've been 30 inches to my dog calluses.
My dog's vein.
Are they yours? It's in rehearsal.
Oh, that's plenty, and don't you forget it.
Well, why don't you sit a little while and give him a rest?
All right. Never mind the wise comebacks. Try that step again.
Say, you, go take your big black whip and skip rope. Wait until I've caught my breath, will you? Gee, I've had all the boops and a dupe shaken out of me.
You should talk. I suppose I feel like a daisy with dew on it or something, huh? My collar's welded down now to a gray sock. I'm working too, you know.
Yeah, with your chin.
Well, I like that. Ain't I giving you sound ideas?
Yeah, that's all they are, sound. Oh, I didn't mean that, Val. I'm sorry. But, gee, I'm so nervous I could look at a plate of Jell-O and make it jump off a table. Tell me, Val, am I doing all right?
Sure, you're going to panic him, baby. You're going to have him set fire to the asbestos.
Gee, I'm so tired, Val, that... Well, gee, I don't know.
Yeah, I know, baby. It's been a tough grind, but... worth it. It's our big break. Think, kid. In a little while, dress rehearsal will stop. We're going to come through that like Rudy Vallee through a megaphone. We're going to click with Gallagher. And then the show goes on. And it'll be Laverne and Valentine on Broadway.
Gee, Val, think. Us. Us in the light. I'm doing all right, ain't I, Val?
Oh, you're swell, baby. You know that routine like a monkey knows a coconut. Nobody in the world could have learned it like you did. Of course, you got me for a teacher.
Yeah, of course. Listen, dear, the only thing you've never taken credit for was a pyramid.
Just because I have a little self-respect, that's all. I ain't really conceited.
Oh, no. You just think, hail, hail, the gang's all here as a solo, that's all.
Yeah? Is that so? Never heard of you doing a clever thing in your life.
I married you, didn't I?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, look here. Are you kidding me or something?
No, dear.
Well, get hot, Twinkle Toes, and go over that last number again.
Relax a minute. You're hardening your arteries. Give a lady a rest. Boy, the guy that said travel was broadening, we're sure talking about feet. Say, what do you do for tired feet, anyway?
Limp.
Thanks.
Okay.
Honest, Val, on the level, do you think I'll click?
Baby, on the level or on the Ferris wheel? You click like a reformer's tongue in a nightclub. You're a cinch. A lead pipe cinch. I'm telling you, we're going to have them tearing up the seats into sawdust.
Yeah, but suppose I flop, Val.
You ain't going to flop.
Yeah, but suppose I did. You'd never forgive me, would you, hon?
Oh, I'll never forgive you. Listen, dearie, in the first place, you ain't going to flop. And even if you did, well, it's all in the act, kid. Don't worry. You're doing swell. Nobody could learn that routine like you did. Of course, I'm teaching you.
Yeah, and I bet there ain't another hoofer on the board that could teach me as much as you have.
No, I guess there ain't.
Now, listen, dear, never let the swelling go out of your head, because if you do, it'll slip down your windpipe and strangle you to death.
Yeah, if I don't choke to death on one of your gags first.
Yeah, say, if you'd listen to me once in a while instead of taking the first personal pronoun for a ride all the time, we'd be better off today.
Yeah, off the stage.
Well, if you'd pay a little attention to me...
I'm paying just as little as I can now.
Well, if you have any idea...
I ain't dared to have an idea since I'm married.
Is that so? Well, I never knew a guy that gave his vocabulary more exercise. The trouble with you is that you have hoof and mouth disease. You hoof all day and talk about yourself all night.
Well, maybe I ain't no ideal husband, but listen to me.
There ain't no but. You ain't. My idea is a strong, silent man, full of grit, able to bear the heat and burden of the day without flinching, who'd never hear a word said against me, and who'd never say anything unkind.
Silent. Full of grit. Who'd never say... What you want, dearie, is a deaf and dumb coal heaver.
Hey, that's not a bad gag.
You need a tab, remember it, will you?
Where'd you hear it?
Hey, don't you think I ever have an original idea?
Sure, but not your own.
Listen, there ain't nothing new under the sun. That's a line from Shakespeare.
I know it. That's a strip from Bacon.
Suppose you think I don't know Shakespeare or something, huh? Hey, when I was a kid, I used to read him in the original Greek.
I suppose you speak Braille, too.
Not in front of ladies. But let's get back to the business underfoot. Now, watch this now. First you do that, then this, see? Then this. Now you try it.
Okay. How was that, Professor?
Oh, sour. I'd rather try to teach the lions in front of the post office to juggle. You started out on the wrong foot. It's in halftime, not quarter. You shuffle before the break instead of afterwards.
Oh, Val, I'll never get it.
Sure you will. Now get a load of this, ladies and gents. And learn that the feet is faster than the pupils. Now go on and try it. It's easy. I do it with mirrors.
Well, it looks easy.
It is easy. Go on and slap it out.
All right.